Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at glaucoma. Glaucoma is a disease that causes damage to the eye's optic nerve and gets worse over time. It is irreversible, usually symptomless, and is linked to a buildup of pressure inside the eye. Glaucoma is usually inherited and is the leading cause of blindness in Jamaica. It can develop in one or both eyes, and when symptoms do occur, the disease has already reached an advanced stage. Glaucoma cannot be cured, only controlled, and the normal treatment is medical management through eye drops and laser eye treatment to lower the intraocular pressure of the eye.
That's why we call glaucoma the thief of sight, because by the time you realize that you have it, it is too late. If a patient comes in and says, "My eyes are dark," we have missed the boat. It is far advanced.
Head of the Department of Ophthalmology at Kingston Public Hospital, KPH, Dr. Angela Mattis. If the pressure of the eye is not controlled, it can damage the optic nerve, which can eventually lead to blindness.
Once your optic nerve is damaged, it is permanent. And so our aim is to preserve what you have left. And so that is why it is so important for it to be detected and diagnosed early. Because the earlier we diagnose it, the earlier we can start treatment, and the less likely you are to have significant nerve damage.
Dr. Mattis says patients tend to take worsening symptoms lightly and also consider it part of aging.
Surprisingly, patients who come in advanced disease, they say, "Oh yes, you know, my mother did blind and my grandmother did blind," and people take it as part of getting old. And I'm here to tell patients, it is not so. You don't have to go blind. You can be detected. You can get treatment to prevent blindness.
Testing for glaucoma should be done at least once per year, as it can affect persons of all ages.
It is a disease that has a hereditary component. So if you have a family member with glaucoma, you should be checked. And glaucoma really spans the ages. You can be born with glaucoma, so it can be congenital, and you can get it as a teenager, you can get it older. Most patients, it comes on later in life, over 40, so.
Recently, the Kingston Public Hospital received a laser eye treatment machine from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS Global Charities, which will be able to provide procedures to help in the treatment of glaucoma. Valued at $70,000, the machine provides treatment for medical conditions within the anterior segment of the eye. The machine offers yttrium aluminum garnet YAG and selected duet selective laser trabeculoplasty SLT photodisruption capabilities in one unit. SLT is a type of laser surgery used to help lower intraocular pressure IOP in glaucoma patients, while YAG lasers can be used in both glaucoma and cataract surgeries. Chief Executive Officer of KPH, Errol Green, says the machinery will go a far way in providing essential ophthalmic services for patients.
The eye clinic is by far the largest clinic at the KPH. We see hundreds of patients a day. On an average day, we're up to about 500 patients a day. And this piece of equipment, this laser, will go a very, very far way in speeding up the waiting time for surgeries, and in speeding up and enhancing our service delivery to our patients. And the end result will be an enhanced quality of life for those who use the service.
Remember, glaucoma can affect anyone at any age, and as such, it is important to do checks once per year to ensure an early diagnosis and begin early treatment. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.